Going to be spending a lot of time taking legal questions. We have an esteemed guest this week in our studio, and I'm thrilled to announce that Susan Austin, the Madam of the Wild Horse Resort and Spa and the world-famous Mustang Ranch, is here in our studio to speak to you guys. Most of you probably were not aware that the Mustang Ranch, yes, it's open and it's booming, people. I was lucky enough to have a week, shall we call it, evening trip to the ranch, and I would like to start by saying, wow. Very classy, clean, safe, not at all what I expected. And I'm not saying I spent a lot of time thinking about this, but more than the average girl, I'd say. An amazing experience, and Susan's got an amazing personality and history, and we're going to go through it today. So if you have questions for her, don't be shy. I know you do. I probably will ask most of them, but I'd rather hear from you guys. So we'll start out with Susan, and Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the business? Let's start there.
For a very long time. I started out as a working girl, so that is a legal prostitute in Nevada. And then I worked into management, so to speak.
And so you call it started out. What do they call that? Is that like turned out when
yes.
you initially go out? And
The old-time term is turned out, and that's what a pimp used to do. He'd turn his girl out.
And that's the first time you become a working girl?
First time you sell it for cash or credit.
All right. And how old were you when you went into the business?
I was an older woman. I was putting boys through college.
Wow. And did you tell your boys?
Yes, I did. I had to. I made a promise to myself when I left my ex-husband. I would never lie about anything, that my life would be an open book. And it has been, much to the chagrin of my kids sometimes.
Yeah. How'd they take the news?
Well, let's see. The oldest one was thrilled. He says, you're finally, you're happy. I said, absolutely. I'm thrilled. I'm having tons of fun meeting lots of wonderful men and making money. My next to the oldest said, are you safe? I said, yeah, I'm safe. And then he said, are you happy? And I said, absolutely. So they took it really well. My next to the youngest didn't talk to me for 5 years. Aww. My youngest never wanted to really talk about it, although on his school breaks, he would come out and he'd help me stock the refrigerator and go to Costco and buy the groceries and help me with the running of the brothel, because by then he'd already graduated and he graduated from a law school.
And where did you first start? Where was the first place you worked?
Oh, I worked out in a house out east of Carson in the Mound House District.
Okay. And when did you make the change to management? How long were you in the business?
I was in the business quite a long time. I met a customer. He didn't come in as a customer. He came in for a business meeting, and I took one look at him. And as a working girl, you can get these thoughts. I mean, this is encouraged. You look at a man across the room, and you go, oh, my God. I just like the cut of him. I want to catch and release. I want to play catch and release.
So you still have a sex drive after all the sex you're getting, I get.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it just makes it better. The more sex you get, the more you want. So I saw him across the room, and I made sure that he saw me while he was in that business meeting with the owner. And they decided after the meeting that maybe he should learn a little more about the business. And
I made myself inside out,
and I made myself available. We've been together ever since.
Did you work after you guys became an item?
Yes.
Did you continue to work for how long?
For a few years. So it took a while. I had responsibilities. I have sons to raise. I didn't want Lance to do that. That's not his responsibility. I needed to be self-sufficient.
And how did he take that?
He knows the difference.
Does he?
He knows the difference between having sex and loving someone with all your heart. You can only love one man totally.
And did that
have sex with everybody?
Did that take a while though? I would think that isn't something you just fall into.
He's a very mature man who understands. He comes from a far better teachings. I mean, he's explored all the different religions. He's explored meditation. He's a very centered man and very secure in who he is. So no, it really didn't upset him at all. It hurt me more going back.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I took a year off. And it was harder for me to go back because now, again, I'm sharing myself. But I didn't consider it as cheating because I was working. It was a job.
And is that common? Are there a lot of girls that work for you that have outside relationships or even marriages?
Yes, absolutely. Life goes on.
And these people seem to understand and do okay with their girls working too?
Most of them. I know of a few ladies who have wonderful relationships, and this has not affected their relationship at all. And then there's some they struggle along the way. Not every man is understanding.
That's probably true in every profession, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you guys run the what's the world famous Mustang Ranch as well as the Wild Horse Resort and Spa? The phone number, folks, by the way, is 823-1920. If you want to call and ask Susan questions, this is your big chance. Change your names if you don't want your wives or husbands to hear you being inquisitive of her. 823-1920. Go ahead, Susan. How long have you been
Well, running? Let's see. The Mustang Ranch we acquired after we built the Wild Horse Resort and Spa. We purchased it off of eBay from the federal government.
Isn't that amazing? What year was that?
That was in 2003.
Okay, and that was the original house that's the original, in Mustang?
The original building, the first legal brothel in Nevada.
Okay, and what did you guys do with the building? It's no longer in the same spot, I noticed.
No, the feds gave the property to BLM, so they owned the property it sat on, and the part of it was we had to move it. So we moved it 5 miles east to the canyon where we sit off exit 28 on I-80 East, and positioned it right across the parking lot from the Wild Horse.
Is that Patrick? Is that officially the exit?
It's called Patrick, but we just call it exit 28 where sex is great.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you guys allowed to advertise? Because like I said, it seems like people don't know that the Mustang Ranch is open for business.
Well, this is a very gray area. There, it's always been traditionally, we're not allowed to advertise. And then about a year and a half ago, a case went before court in Las Vegas, and the judge threw that ruling out and said that we should be allowed to advertise because we are a legal business.
Absolutely.
But it's going up to 9th District. We don't want to do anything until it comes out in 9th District that it's okay. I would rather err on the side of conservativeness, you know?
I would think that Nevada would be behind the times if they didn't let you guys advertise, especially given the state of the economy. I would think in the economy as it is now that sex is probably the only thing that is selling, and probably it should sell more if people were aware. Having seen the direct impact on marriages and how much it's making marriages suffer, that people are losing jobs and self-esteem, I would probably gather to guess that this is the best thing they could be doing to help their self-esteem and to keep our economy rising since the government, you know, gets their taxes, to say
Absolutely.
The least.
It is a wonderful opportunity for men to come out and get comfort when they are depressed because they've lost their job or their wives have left them because their business closed. And sex and alcohol will always sell. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, but let's hear from Lewis. We have Lewis on line one with a question for Susan. Lewis, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. Thanks.
Okay. Go ahead and ask Susan a question.
Yeah, Susan, thanks for doing the show today. Appreciate it. It's really informative, and Marilyn always asks good questions. So, but the question is, how can a guy be a customer, be sure that everything's discreet and nothing will ever get out that he's actually made the visit, given the fact that a lot of people are weird about your profession?
Well, ask me who's been out to my house.
You wouldn't tell, would you?
No, I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't even tell a court if I was demanded to by subpoena and required to. I still wouldn't tell. I'd rather do jail time than give up my clients. My clients are very, very, very special people to us, and we would never give them up, ever.
Well, the question is, I mean, that's sort of a promise, though, not a guarantee. So just kind of what kind of insurance?
Yeah. In my life, it's a guarantee. All the girls sign a form that was created by my attorney, and they say they will never divulge who they met in the house, and they'll never give up their names. And if they bumped into you on a street corner, they would never acknowledge you unless you said hi first.
I will tell you a few things I noticed when I was out there, Lewis. They have a gate, and you have to get buzzed in, and so people can't just drive by the parking lot and look at license plates at their whim. They also have a VIP entrance that's private that will allow you to not be mixed with the general population and be very discreet in the back. And finally, if you use an ATM or credit card, they have a different thing that comes up, obviously, on your report that's innocuous and wouldn't be obvious. It doesn't
say?
Oh, honey, if I told you, everybody would know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's
in
vague.
Other words, it sort of has a general category, huh?
Absolutely. Like. It wouldn't look like the Mustang Ranch. It wouldn't say brothel or sex for money.
It would look like you're pulling cash out to go gambling.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I appreciate it. I guess.
So go give him a trial.
If you show up there and you run into your pastor or somebody who's out there, that's the only way you get busted. But he'd get busted too, right?
But you do that through the VIP entrance.
He's not going to bust you either. If he's out there, he's got a lot of explaining to do as well.
She's got a point. She's got a point. Well, thanks for calling, Lewis.
Thank you.
And we have Al on line two. Al, you have a question for Susan? Can you hear me, Al? Line two, Al? No. Okay, let's try line three. Looks like Kay is waiting with the question. Can you hear me, Kay?
I can.
Okay, hi, Kay. What's your question for Susan?
Hi, Marilyn. This is Kay from Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to ask Susan, what is the oldest age of some of the gals?
Some of the gals? I've had a lady who was in her late 60s.
Oh, my gosh, it's not too late for me.
No, honey, come on down. I got a room for you.
Hey, when I get sued, I'll be down to work it off.
You come work it off with me, sweetheart, and you'll have a good time while you're doing it.
Okay, thank you.
Susan was explaining that popularity in the older women is actually quite impressive due to the fact that apparently, as much as the myth says otherwise, men don't want to be with their daughters, which was kind of a refreshing thing to hear. And seeing the woman that she's referring to, I was lucky enough to meet her when I was out there. She looks like she's 35. Apparently, having sex constantly without having, you know, golf clubs being hit at you like Tiger Woods is actually youthful. And looking at Susan herself, it's an amazing career to keep you looking young. We like to say in our world that strippers age like dogs, 7 years at a time. I'd say the opposite appeared to be true with working girls, surprisingly.
It's all those endorphins.
I guess so. So you may want to think about it, Kay, but thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks. You girls have fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
We're going to go to a break in a moment, but when we come back, we're going to find out what the interview process is like for those of you who are thinking of working out there. And then we'll talk a little bit about the clientele and what sort of facilities they have and how they keep the boys and the girls safe. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back after the break with more questions and titillating information from Susan Austin. In the meantime, if you want to check out her website, please do at theworldfamousbrothel.com. It's not with the word the, excuse me. It's worldfamousbrothel.com. And thewildhorse.com. And then you can also post questions on my website if you're too chicken to call at themarilynyorkshow.com. And again, it's all calm. Thank you so much. 823-1920 when we get back from a break.
Funny name, funnier show. Free beer and hot wings. Weekdays at noon on 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
Right now, from Marino Mazda Kia. No payments until 2011. That's right. Buy any new Kia or any new Mazda and drive payment-free for 1 year. We'll make your payments until 2011. Plus, a lifetime of tires is included. And we'll take your trade, paid for or not. We've got a huge selection of Kias in stock right now and ready to roll, including plenty of four-wheel drive models like the popular Kia Sportage and the awesome Kia Borrego. And remember, every Kia comes with Kia's exclusive 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Kia, the power to surprise. This is an exclusive offer only from Reno Mazda Kia. If you need a new car now, this is the only place to buy. Get a new Kia, a new Mazda, and make no payments until 2011.
I want to see you at Reno Mazda Kia.
9475 South Virginia. Near exit 61 off 395.
All financing OAC. Taxes and fees not included. Prices based on dealer addendum. Dealer to retain all rebates and incentives. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Cannot be combined with other offers. 2011 models excluded.
Reagan.
O'Reilly!
Your car or truck may be keeping a dirty little secret. If you haven't checked the oil lately, dirt and contaminants could already be shortening your vehicle's life. Operating your vehicle with low motor oil levels or dirty oil will eventually cause major damage to your engine and your checkbook. It only takes a few minutes once a month to check your engine oil level. And when you need a top off between oil changes, stop by any Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll have the brands you need at a price that will save you money.
Increase your engine's life by changing the oil every 3,000 miles. Stop by your local Cragen O'Reilly store to buy
5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil for just $1.99 a quart. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Get O'Reilly Motor Oil for just $1.99 a quart. Only at Kriggin O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Kriggin. O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We all make excuses for not saving energy.
Next time we'll get those new light bulbs. Next time I'll load the dishwasher all the way.
Maybe it's time to save the energy and money and resources we can.
I'm thinking about tomorrow, today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
That's live and local, and not so much with a negative. Refreshing, huh? Join Panama weekdays from 9 to noon on 1270 The Buzz.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, but lucky for you guys today, it's the Susan and Marilyn Show, and probably a more interesting show at that. We have Susan Austin here, and obviously we won't have time to answer all the questions that we want or hear everything about her, given her length of history. But the good news is that Penthouse Magazine's finally woken up and figured out what a gem we have in our lovely state here, and they've done an article and an interview with her. It's coming out in March, but the issue goes on sale February 16th, so it's actually the March issue of Penthouse going on sale February 16th. So you're going to want to grab that, guys and gals. We finally are getting some recognition. You know how rare it is that anybody from Nevada gets recognized in such a wide published magazine. So we're back on the show and we have two callers waiting. But before we get to those callers, let's talk to Susan about the big, exciting news that male prostitutes have now been allowed or are being tried out, it looks like, by the shady lady outside of Pahrump, Nevada. Susan, what do you think about male prostitutes in the cat houses?
That's what I think.
And why is it so funny? I know why I think it's funny, but let's ask you. You're the pro.
Well, let's see. My ladies can have sex as many times a day as they want to. As long as they can find the guy, they can have sex, and they just get better. But unfortunately, our men are not so well equipped. They're very visual, and no amount of Viagra or Cialis is going to get their little guy to come out and play. If a woman walks in who weighs 400 pounds and Mother Nature hasn't been very kind to, they're just going to look at her and go, oh, no way. And when you stop and think that a man, as a general rule, I mean, there are exceptions out there. You can have men who give lots of sex that doesn't necessarily mean it's good sex, and they can get it up often. But I don't believe a man can get it up often enough to make enough money to survive.
What about women? I mean, do you know any women that would be willing to go out and have sex with a strange man? What is Pahrump, an hour and a half from Las Vegas?
Yes, and actually she's outside of that, so she's an hour and a half from Las Vegas. I find it very hard to understand that a woman, timid woman, would jump in a rental car, drive out in the middle of nowhere, and then want to get it on with a stranger. It just doesn't make sense. A woman can have a companionship anywhere she wants. She can look around, well, at 7-Eleven and hook up with a guy.
Yeah. What about males being the clientele? Do you guys, are you allowed to discriminate if your customers come into your ranch, for example, male or female? Can you discriminate by gender?
We don't, but the ladies are independent contractors. They can. If they choose not to do a woman, they don't have to. But I'm going to tell you, we're equal opportunity sex out there. Everybody come on out. Women, men, couples, everybody come out, because there's always ladies. There's a variety of ladies who'll take care of everyone. Now, men who see men, they are so readily available on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably not another niche that's going to help them out.
That's just, it's a publicity hype. I feel sorry for the one man she has.
He's going to be bored, huh?
Yeah. He's going to leave Bowen money.
Yeah. 823-1920, folks. And we have Bill on line one. Bill, can you hear me?
I can.
Bill, what's your question for Susan?
Well, Susan, I'm a Nevada native, and I met Joe Conforti in 1966 on the Highway 50, the old Highway 50 between Fallon and Wadsworth. I was driving the Reno, and his Jaguar had broken down on the road, and I gave him a ride. It was funny because he couldn't go through Wadsworth for fear of arrest, so I took him through the cutoff. At the time, it was a Fernley cutoff, and I dropped him off in Reno. And at that time, he owned the Triangle River Ranch brothel, and the property was on three different counties where he could move his trailer from one county to the next by going probably 100 feet. And when the law was after him in one county, he would move to the next. And I was sort of interested. So when his book came out and he went to jail and so on, I kind of kept track of him and read the book, and I was amazed at his tenacity. So here's my question. Isn't Joe Conforti the one-man driving force that deserves credit for making modern brothels legitimate?
Absolutely, and I give him credit every time. He is the father of legalized prostitution. Without all his help, his pushing through legislature, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have the beautiful, warm, safe facilities for the ladies. They would still be in trailers hauled from one county to the next. You're absolutely right. And isn't that nice that you got to meet him on the side of the road? How fun is that? What a great story to tell your family.
That was a bit crazy. And I have one more question, if you have a moment.
Go ahead, Bill.
Susan, who is your biggest competition? Floozies, the illegal street prostitutes, or who?
Criminal sex. Criminal sex on the streets is probably my biggest competition. The fact that they're so available to go into the hotels and things like that. The predators out there do ugly things to the ladies that work for them, and they force them to do, you know, the street work. That's my biggest competition. If we would get a little tougher out in the streets and try to clean it up, then the gentlemen would understand there are legal places to go, and to go out to a legal house where the ladies are medically checked, where everybody's safe and their identities will never be disclosed. I mean, now we publish their names in the newspaper if you catch them with a criminal sex worker out on the streets. But we need to let them know there is an alternative. They need to come out to where it's legal.
And their wallets aren't stolen, right?
That's right. There's nobody standing outside the bedroom door getting ready to jack them after they've had their fun.
Well, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thanks for calling, Bill.
Bye-bye.
On that note, Susan, we had talked when I was out at the ranch as far as safety is concerned. What sort of safety precautions are at your ranch to make sure the customer is safe? Because that's probably who's listening. And also the girls. What extra precautions does your ranch take compared to most?
Well, just remember, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a fantasy. You're there to have a good time, not to have people sitting at the table next to you being loud and obnoxious and getting rude. So we have full security force. And if someone doesn't want to obey the rules and wants to cause trouble or hurt a girl, they're escorted off the property. Now, if they hurt a young lady, I give the young lady the option of pressing charges. So if a gentleman gets out of control in a room and hurts one, she can press charges against him.
I assume you mean actually hurting on purpose as opposed
Absolutely.
To rough sex, because these girls can probably handle a little more than
they can handle.
Can.
They can handle the rough sex, honey. That's actually a little bit of, sometimes that's a little more fun.
I would think after, how many guys on average would you say your girls can have sex with or do have sex with during a given day? People are probably wanting to know this.
A really good girl can do as many customers as she can in a day. Generally, anywhere from 15 to 20 gentlemen in a day. Is a really good goal to shoot for, and a lot of women make it.
I'm thinking we shouldn't have asked that question, Susan, because I'm thinking all the excuses for us ladies with husbands saying, I can't handle it today.
Oh,
we
honey.
Are done. If these women can have 15 to 20 men in one day, I have a headache. I can't handle one tonight.
My ladies
excuse.
Never have headaches, honey.
maybe that's the best way to get rid of a headache.
It is. Release those endorphins. Have some fun.
Frank, we have you on line two. You want to ask Susan a question? Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Good morning.
Good
to
morning, Frank.
Both of you. Very interesting topic. You know, when you start talking about this thing down at the Shady Lady, I have to think about it from a business standpoint because
That's
you know,
what
all
is.
The reasons you gave for the ladies as opposed to the gentlemen are valid. And I'm thinking, well, let's say even well, any lady can go to, let's just say, a bar and a dive. We're not talking about some dive, really nice place, and there's 50-11 guys for every lady.
Well, so, plus, you guys are always ready to have sex. Last time I checked, we don't even have to be that good looking. I think I can go to Walmart and get laid in the parking lot if I were really motivated.
Well, okay. Well, it's kind of cold, but you have a good point.
Hey, I have a heater in my car.
The other thing is, from a business standpoint, well, let's see, how do I put this?
Why would
a man
do it?
Has a certain amount of downtime between assignments. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's
what
true,
are you going to have him cleaning glasses at the bar or what? It just doesn't sound...
Now, that's a fantasy, Frank. I might pay to see that.
well, come to think of it, yeah, you could sell the videos, but from a business standpoint, it just does not sound profitable to me. I mean, equal opportunity and everything, fine, but you still... You still have to. I just don't think it's going to work. And what's your overall opinion on it? Would you do it if you had the chance?
I can tell you what I think's happening. Shady Ladies is out in the boondocks. It's in the middle of nowhere, and she got a lot of press off of bringing in men. So her advantage for that was the fact that it went over the airwaves everywhere in the newspapers. And it put her back on the map, so to speak. So it doesn't have to be a viable product. It brought her a lot of notoriety. Now, I feel sorry for the gentlemen because they're independent contractors, and I don't believe they're going to make a living. So what they do in their downtime, shoot, I can't imagine what she's having them do. Some owners would have them servicing them. Who knows?
Good point. Well,
I have to agree with you, Frank. Even in my heyday, an 18-year-old might be able to go 4 or 5 times a day, but it's not good sex.
No, absolutely.
I don't need to pay for bad sex, that's for sure. So I think you're absolutely right, Frank. This is a bad business move.
Can I tell you what I think women really want?
Please.
I think if you built a beautiful ballroom with lavish drapes and beautiful music and even a small orchestra, and you had absolutely delightful dining and waiters and tuxedos, and you had men there who were wonderful dancers and knew how to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, I think a woman would pay for romance, not sex, romance. The feeling of, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm special, he thinks I'm special. It's a wonderful feeling for a woman. I think that's what you'd sell.
And I think the bonus would be then he washes the dishes afterwards.
Now you're
absolutely
talking, Frank. Now you're talking, maybe even before. That's the beginning of my romance.
Thank you kindly.
Thanks,
lady,
for calling, Frank. It was great talking to you. Folks, we're going to have a break in a minute here, and I know there's some people holding on the line, and I appreciate it. I'd ask you guys to continue holding because we'd love to get to your questions. Those that are still waiting to call, the number is 823-1920. And again, if you want to cruise the web while you're waiting for us to come back, it's worldfamousbrothel.com, thewildhorse.com, and/or themarilynyorkshow.com. Thanks again, and we'll get back to your questions and more interesting information after the break. Thanks again.
1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net, not com.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no-zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop, when we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
I tell you, Jerry, I didn't sleep a wink last night.
I slept like a baby.
Did you take something?
Oh, sure, North Star Resort.
North Star Resort? Well, that's in all the papers.
It sure is. After exploring the nearly 400 acres of new terrain and dodging the pines on 5 new gladed trails, I was ready for a rest.
Yeah, but are there side effects?
Nah, I even give it to my kids. They could barely stay awake on the bungee jump after a day of ice skating and skiing. It just goes to show you, Stan, sometimes the key to a good night is a good day.
Sounds like a dream.
That's the idea.
North Star Resort, a good day. North Star Resort is for everyone. North Star contains traces of skiing and snowboarding, which will cause increased levels of fun. Do not take North Star if you are resistant to carving, ripping, or shredding. If you experience a smile lasting longer than 24 hours, consult a physician.
Ski or ride for less than $63 per day with the North Star Quad Pack. No restrictions. Young adult quad pack, less than $50 per day. And a kid's quad pack, less than $15 per day. North Star at Tahoe.com.
My daughter Kara came back from Iraq a few weeks ago. I'm so proud of her. She served and came back in one piece. But something was off. She was different. Distant. My wife told me not to push the issue, but I'm her dad.
You may not know what to say, but we can help start the conversation. Visit supportyourvet.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Live and local talk with someone that knows Northern Nevada. Corey Farley takes you home weekdays at 4 on 1270 The Buzz.
On the Marilyn York Show with Susan Austin, folks, I'd like to first say I am out of breath, but mine is from running to the restroom. Most of you who are listening may, in fact, be a little breathy yourselves for different reasons, and we're going to continue to talk along those lines. We have some callers who've been patiently waiting, so I want to take those first. 823-1920, for those who haven't had a chance to call in yet or who got a busy signal. I understand that Susan's as popular here as she is at the workplace. So, Ethan, you've been waiting for quite a while on line 3. Thanks for waiting. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
What's your question, Ethan?
Well, first off, I have to say it's quite entertaining to have two of the most entertaining women in our town on the show together. So
we're enjoying ourselves. Thanks.
I've got a question. In my business, we happen to entertain, bring people in from out of town, and I can't say that we haven't been out to your establishment. But can you give me some advice, Susan, on exactly how one might go about this without getting caught? And caught by, I mean, we all have credit card statements. We all have, if we're not paying cash, things of that nature. How discreet are the services out there for distinguished businessmen?
Well, my services are very discreet. We're under a holding company, which I will not mention on the air for obvious reasons. So it doesn't come down as our business. But, you know, it's always cash is king. If you're going to come out, set a budget, bring X number of dollars, make sure it's cash. That's the safest way. But as for credit cards, we do the best we can to shield you fellas and make sure that you're safe.
Do you take call ahead, Susan, to kind of arrange that this person would be coming out? We want to use the VIP entrance or we want these services. Is that another technique he could use to help shield his businessmen?
Absolutely. You can always call ahead, make arrangements, come in through the VIP. We'll host a private dinner in a very special room if that's what you'd like. So you just need to let us know what your desires are, and we're the place to fulfill them.
Now, along with those extra added value services that you're talking about, the back end entry, the or I hate to say it that way, but VIP.
Oh, that's fun. I'm just excited.
The VIP entrance and whatnot. Would there happen to be a spending minimum to actually use those services, or is it a case by case type basis?
No. There's no spending minimum. You just give us a call. We love all you guys, and everybody's budget's different, so we take care of everybody's budget.
Perfect. Great way to expense some of my business clientele.
Yeah, yes. That's a smart business move, Ethan, and I think I should be using it more often. I think my clients would be a lot easier to deal with if they were getting some regular Nookie, maybe.
You know what? I could personally attest to that, yes. I think that would be good. Gift certificates work well, Marilyn.
Thanks for calling, Ethan. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Sasha, we have you on line one holding. Are you here?
Hi, Sasha. How are you? Hello. How are you doing?
Good. You have a
this
question?
Is Sasha.
You have a question for Susan?
I have a question, actually, for the both of you. I currently am married, and he controls all the money, and I do have a child. I can't get out of the relationship financially because he won't allow me to get a job, but he does work nights. I was thinking kind of about getting a divorce and getting an extracurricular activity of a job, and I was curious what I could do in order to do that, and how would it affect my divorce.
Are you thinking about working at perhaps the, you know, one of the ranches? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I that's a good question, Sasha. And one of the questions I meant to ask Susan when I was out there, how many of your ladies that work for you have other lives where people aren't aware, such as husbands, even if it's local or across country?
It's not my recommendation they hide what they're doing, because sooner or later something will always reach up and grab them.
Well, but if she's thinking of divorcing anyway, we don't really care what she's hiding.
My recommendation is you get a divorce, honey. Run right straight to a divorce attorney and get her done, because you cannot grow in a relationship that's going to keep you trapped down and not allow you to be who you are. And then come see me, because we work with women who have you know, single parents. We work with them all the time and work out a schedule that works out well for you and for your child. And then you could make enough money to live comfortably, sometimes even opulently. It depends on how good you are.
As far as the divorce advice angle goes, Sasha, I would say that typically when you get divorced, if you aren't earning an income, your spousal support would be higher, and child support if he's the father of your child. If you're working, and even if it's independent contractor at, you know, one of the ranches, that's a 1099 business, and Susan's a legitimate business owner, if nothing else. So you will be 1099, and our courts will, in fact, learn of that fact. So it's probably best that you take that job afterwards. You don't want to give him any fodder for... you know, perhaps the custody battle or trying to say you were deceptive. So
exactly.
I would suggest the same route of events to get the divorce first and then get on out there, because it's an amazingly safe place. And the women seemed quite happy, as much as I would have expected otherwise, to be honest. I hope that answers your question, Sasha, and good luck. I'm sorry you're in that relationship, but we
break
can
free.
Both help you if you get out.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. I do have one last question.
Go ahead.
Would it be possible, would I lose, if I did start before I got a divorce within the custody, is it possible that I could lose my child?
I don't have any reason to think so, honestly, Sasha. It's a legal profession, and as such, our judges of all people, you know, are the best people to say it's legal, and we don't judge legal professions. I mean, they're in the legal industry. The only time that they worry about these sort of things is it's a best interest of the child standard. So certainly if you have a very young child, let's say 5 or 6, and they know what you're doing, the court could question your ability as a parent to screen adult information to them. But that's no different than letting them watch Hangover. You just have to use your judgment in telling them what you do for a living when it's age-appropriate information. Otherwise, I don't have any reason to assume, and we've seen some of these cases in our courts, let's not pretend we haven't. The courts are very open to the idea, just like, you know, strippers, for example. That's a more common thing in the divorce industry, I'd say, just because there's more of them. And our courts don't discriminate. It's what comes with it that would cause them concern. Strippers often use drugs, unfortunately. And that is not the case with Miss Austin's house. So it's a better place, a safer place. So I think it wouldn't be an issue as long as you do it well.
And men will always use that as a threat.
Absolutely.
Always use it as a threat. And it's just that, a threat. You need to get out of the relationship.
But of course, you know, as much as we represent men, if men are using that as a threat, you call us. We'll handle the woman in this case.
Awesome.
Thanks
Thank
for calling,
so
Sasha.
Much.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Todd on line 2. You have a question for Susan.
Marilyn, of all days that you wanted me to call in to support your new radio show, you have a madam on the show. I gotta love it.
Perfect. Then I'm glad that you're interested.
Oh, Todd,
like
have we met?
No. No, actually, it's kind of funny. How many people would you say, since you're in the business, that, you know, guys that are in, like, unfulfilling relationships, but they don't really know how to get out of the relationship or whatever, come to you guys and they stay married and go on their merry way? Do you have a large clientele that does that?
We do. We don't generally, we don't quiz our customers about are they married or are they unhappy. But as a general rule, we find out during the course of their many visits. We hold a lot of marriages together. Women have a tendency to close up shop, and you men can have children till the day you die, so you have that sexual urge. And with the advent of Cialis and Viagra, well, you've got even more of an urge. So we do see a lot of gentlemen, and we do hold the marriages together. You got to remember, my women are not in there to have a sex, to have a relationship. They're in there to have sex for cash or credit and to have a good time. And they'll enjoy every man that comes in. But we don't reach out and touch them afterwards, so your relationship is always safe.
Right. That's actually pretty incredible that they can actually do that. I don't know. I think, is this the Bunny Ranch that they had, like, some show on HBO?
It's not even close to being similar to that at all.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the Bunny Ranch is not allowed to be anything more than trailers. We're frame-built, 30,000 square feet each facility. Absolutely gorgeous, opulent surroundings with everything that a woman would need to make her comfortable, and you guys get it as a byproduct, so you get to enjoy it too.
And these women that work out there, they have their own relationships outside of this profession. How do they do that?
Most of them do. Well, you teach your man the difference between love and sex. You can have sex with anybody for cash or credit,
right,
but you can only love one man. One man is special to you.
Thanks for calling, Todd.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break again soon, folks, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the percentage of time that Susan Austin's girls actually have sex, because I think you're going to be shocked, folks, to find out what men really want and what makes a man really happy, so that hopefully they won't have to use her services if you're a wife. If you've closed up shop, ladies, let's open it back up again, huh? We'll talk to you guys after the break, and please call, and those waiting on the line, I appreciate your patience. Stay tuned, and we'll get to you in a moment. 823-1920. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bill Handel brings you fresh perspectives, new information, legal expertise, and sardonic wit. Weeknights at 6 on 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, John. What are you doing here?
Just checking out your latest project. Wow, looks great. My old foreman, turning out to be a big shot contractor.
Yeah. I tell you, though, this construction industry sure has changed.
Tell me about it.
You're doing well. What's your secret?
No secrets. Although, I'll tell you something. The smartest thing I did was sign up with Pro Group Management.
Really? Yeah, they do workers' comp, right?
Yeah, their services are great. Safety training, claim seminars, and, oh, if there's an accident, they'll do drug testing. They really work hard for you. And get this. They saved me 30%. I've heard they saved others 50%.
That works for me.
Call Pro Group today at 887-2480. That's 887-2480. Or visit us at www.saveoncomp.com. Pro Group Management. Finally, workers' comp that works for you.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal?
You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Stephen and taught him better study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Stephen a pretty good idea. We're realizing the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, their health. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
1270 The Buzz gives you live and local talk in the morning and afternoon. Join Panama weekdays at 9 and Corey Farley at 4 on 1270 The Buzz.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And we're back on the Marilyn York Show with Susan Austin, folks. How'd you like that song? Was that appropriate or
I
what?
I love the song.
It's a good one. So, Susan, before the break, I was saying that we're going to ask you, how often, percentage-wise, do you think your girls are actually paid to have sex or sexual type things compared to other services? And if so, what are those other services they provide?
Well, you'd be really surprised. At least 40% of our parties, and we call sex parties, do not involve sex at all. It's just a gentleman who needs to be consoled. He's lonely. He needs a friend. You watch a movie, eat popcorn, sitting in the bed. You get a, you know, head rub, back rub. It's not sex. It's sad. It's men who don't have a woman in their lives that they can count on.
And a lot of times that's a married man. Is that what you were saying before?
Exactly. Women get too wrapped up.
What do you look for in a working girl then when you're interviewing?
Heart.
At your place.
Heart. Most important thing is that they have a good, compassionate heart, that they're caregivers. I don't want a woman who's in here for the money. She's in there for the money, she'll never make it. Because she's always reaching for it, will never get it. A woman who's in there because she loves men, she has compassion, and she wants to spend a lot of time with them will make an enormous amount of money because the men will gravitate towards her.
So how do strippers work out as working girls? Any translation there?
Well, I do have some ladies who made the curve. Very rarely does a stripper make the curve, though.
Why do you think that is?
Strippers are wired a little differently. Most of the time it's tease, not please, and don't touch this and don't touch that. And we working girls, it's like, ooh, I want to please you. Okay, yeah, touch this, touch that. Oh, yeah, a little harder, please. So
how do you teach your girls on that note? How do you keep them uniform and make sure they have the skill set, shall we say, to make sure customer complaints are at a minimum?
I have them shopped. I have private shoppers. So we do the secret shopper routine, and the gentleman goes in, pays, has time with the lady, and then I get a full report afterwards.
How do you know you can trust your shoppers? Who do you pick for that job? Because I'm sure you're going to get some applicants if we don't narrow that pool right now.
I get lots of applicants all the time, but no, they have to have been clients of mine. They're the men I can trust because I've spent a lot of quality time with them. So they become my secret shoppers.
And if you find out from one of the shoppers that a woman isn't proficient at a particular task, what do you do? Do you teach them or do you attempt to teach them?
Absolutely. We take her aside, talk to her generally about sex and her abilities and her willingness. And then if they need a blowjob class. I give blowjob classes.
Do you give those to the general public, or is that just for your staff?
It's just for my independent contractors.
So I suppose if a couple were to come in and pay the girl, they could get a independent, shall we say, one-on-one lesson, and that might be an excuse for you guys to get your wives in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you what, that couples can come in and they make their own rules, and the girl will follow their rules.
That's fun.
So, yeah. Oh, it's a ton of fun.
Except for my husband. Don't know. Okay, so Jay, on line one, you've been waiting a while. Can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, actually, I had two questions. The first one is, I've heard of, you've used the word blowjob. That's okay to send over here.
Your phone's cutting out a little. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. So it's okay, but let's not say it again. We don't want to push it.
Go ahead. I've heard of this thing called the three-handed BJ. Is that a myth or is that real?
Well, you probably have to describe what it is, but we may get ourselves in trouble.
I've never heard of a hand being involved in it. So
all right, well,
a good girl doesn't need a hand.
Wow.
My next question is for Marilyn, actually.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if she's going to go to the barbecue.
The barbecue?
Yeah.
What do you mean by the barbecue?
The one where I slap my meat on your...
Thanks for calling. He needs your services, Susan.
He needs to come out and see me.
He's got some frustration pent up.
He needs
up.
To come see me, yes.
So when you're interviewing a girl, how often would you say you hire the girls as compared to girls that want to work for you? I mean, what's the percentage of girls that you turn away?
Out of 10 applicants, I'll keep two. And out of the two, one might make it.
And when you say make it, how long do the girls stay with you on average?
A first visit's always 15 days. It gives them a day to clear because they have to be medically cleared in order to work. And then they get 14 days on the floor to show me that they can do the job.
And do the girls live on site with you?
Yes, they do. They're medically cleared, so they live on site in the house.
What do you guys do as far as checking over your Johns or the wives to see
clients?
If they're clean?
Yes, our clients. We have a wonderful little room where it's called the negotiating room. And by state law, we've got to check him to make sure he hasn't got any hitchhikers or anything that could be possibly, you know, transmitted to the young lady.
Do you mean crabs when you say hitchhikers?
Yes,
all right.
Yes, anything like that.
Sweet.
So we ask them to drop the drawers and let us examine them. And we use warm baby wipes because we know how sensitive you fellas are to cold. And we examine every little inch of you and play doctor. And then when it's all said and done and we give you this stamp of approval, then you can come in and play.
Do any of your girls kiss on the mouth? I know that's a pretty woman myth that, you know, working girls don't kiss on the mouth. Do any of your girls do it?
Very rarely. I do have a few women who will. But you, again, have to have your mouth checked just like you would the other parts to make sure there are no open sores and things like that.
Do you do the same check for female clientele?
Oh, you bet. You bet. We check them too. So it's sort of considered a little bit of foreplay.
Very nice. Very nice. How do you keep your girls honest? We're almost done here, but I'd like to hear the business angle again, as much as that's not the fun subject. How do you keep your girls from
They've seen
stealing?
Mama Susan mad. They don't want to make me mad.
And do you guys have a no drug policy in your
Absolutely.
Facility?
Absolutely. No drugs allowed. We even have drug dogs who check the rooms. Actually, I had a young lady arrested last week for bringing drugs in.
Wow.
Yes.
Let's end it on a good story. What's your weirdest story about a client that didn't come for sex? What's the weirdest thing you girls have been asked to do lately?
Well, you know, that's the problem. We don't consider anything really weird. Maybe fun.
Okay, so, what's the most fun non-sexual
strangity? I think it was the fella on the leash and the dog collar and naked and having to walk, crawl on his hands and knees through the parlor and have everybody spank on him. That's kind of fun.
And it wasn't sexually related for him, though.
Oh, no, not at all. This is about humiliation.
Well, thanks so much for coming, Susan. And again, the MarilynYorkShow.com and Susan's websites. And please check out the March issue of Penthouse. I know I will be. And hopefully Susan will come back and grace us with her presence, because that was fun. I appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week, Saturday at 10 a.m.
Talk radio that's fun to listen to. 1270 The Buzz. KBZZ Sparks Reno. An American broadcasting station.